This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. From Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and following, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and in signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Again, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, God's sons and daughters are having the Spirit of God poured upon them, and they're prophesying, and they are declaring the word of God, the voice of the Lord in these days. God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Believers, unbelievers, faithful, unfaithful, God's handmaidens, he's are receiving the illumination of the Holy Spirit. They're prophesying. His sons and daughters, his young men are seeing visions and dreams that shall come to pass. They're speaking the word of the Lord that shall come to pass. The Lord has told us what to expect in the Gospels, Matthew 24, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 17, Luke chapter 21. Speak specifically about the end days preceding his second coming, because he's the king of a kingdom. And whether you're a secular person or a spiritual person, whether you're a worldly person or in the church world, God calls all to repent and to believe on his son Jesus Christ, to submit to his authority. Great signs are coming from the heavens. Great judgment is coming. Great deliverance is coming. God is summoning men and women all over the world, in all kinds of places and heart conditions, calling them to repent and to believe on his son. He's saying, I have a purpose for you. I have a calling, an election for you. Hear my voice. Come forth. God has a calling. This is an amazing situation because Jesus talked about it. He said there were many that would say yes to the king, but never really truly serve the king. And there were those that said no, they would not serve the king, but later did serve the king. And Jesus answered, which one really served the king? It's not whether one says they will do something, it's whether they actually do. And the amazing thing is about the kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen, it's eternal. It has no end. This life passes away like a flower of the field, like grass, it withers. But the word of the Lord endures forever. It stands sure. And this is what God is calling you to serve him, to surrender your life. And there's those that are hearing my voice, and you're hearing God's voice calling you to himself. And you're torn and you're distorted within yourself because you've seen a religious world corrupted, fallen away from the Lord, not reflecting him, not serving him, not obeying him for the most part. And it's given God a bad reputation. And he's angry about that. And he will judge it. But he calls you. You follow the Lord. You be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Humble yourself. Be a servant. Love people. Be obedient to the Lord. Be faithful. Learn of him. Surrender all your life, everything you have, everything you desire, and give it to the Lord. Serve him. If he's given you eternal life, shall you not give your vain life? And we all have been like sheep. We've all done our own thing, wandering here, wandering there. going from one hillside, grazing on another. What a mess. The lack of peace, the lack of joy, the decay. But this isn't what God has called us to. This isn't what God has called you to. He's called you to glory and joy and rejoicing. But the multitudes have gone astray and refuse to repent. And God says the time is running out. His coming is near at hand. And these are perilous times. And God is releasing the judgments of the earth to rumble and shake their earth. And every foundation that people rely on and trust is being shaken. And perhaps you may turn to the Lord. God is calling people to turn from Satan unto God. God is calling people to turn from darkness to light. And there are those that are sons and daughters. There are those that are hearing my voice, that God's called you to be his son. He's called you to be his daughter. Like father, like son. And you are to come forth from darkness unto light. And you are to help others. In the same way that the Lord delivers you and heals you and ministers and shows you the folly of your foolish corruption. And as you turn and find the light, you can also help others in this last days. We are in the last days. The last hours. It's awesome. We are going to see the fury of God shake from the heavens to the earth. And you can stand sure that heaven and earth shall pass away. But Jesus Christ said, my words will never pass away. And it is impossible for God to lie. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been lied to. You've been corrupted with a satanic conspiracy to lead you away from God. They've lied to you. They've told you there is no God. They've told you that you are God yourself. They've told you there are other gods. There are other belief systems. And the multitudes believe this stuff. God will turn people over to believe this, the lies and the lie, because people did not love the truth. There's a spark within you. You hate to be lied to. You want to believe the truth. You want to study. And this is what God says. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see. Test it. Try it. Try it by the word of God. Try it by the Spirit of God. And God gives his Spirit to those that believe on him. As many as receive him, he gives them the power to become sons of God. And he gives the Holy Spirit that to those that believe on him. It's a wonderful thing to be a son and daughter of God. God's Holy Spirit is upon you. His Spirit is wooing you to repent, to turn unto your God with fasting and repenting and crying to God, being sorry for your sin, because he's a holy God. And he's given you his son, Jesus. And he says this to you. Believe on him. I will put your guilt on him and his innocence upon you. But you must call upon my son. He hung on a cross, despised of men, rejected of men, by religious people that should have known better. They murdered him, the just one, Jesus Christ. Endured the shame of the cross for the glory of receiving many sons and daughters to his Father. This is a gift to you. Hear the Spirit of God. The time is running out. And the Lord does not want you to be burning in the eternal abode of hell, where the worm dies not, the fire is not quenched, and the smoke of the torment arises perpetually. Satan hates you. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He lies about God. He ruins people's lives. He's the prince of darkness, prince of this age. You are either serving the God or the false God. Look at the cross. That shameful cross of Jesus. Believe on him. Call upon him. And though there are the signs from the heavens and comets that strike the earth and hailstones of ice and fire and the thundering earthquakes and the fearful pestilence, you can be hiding in the covert of the Lord, eating the Passover, which is Jesus Christ, the Lamb without sin. God was to deliver his people from the tyranny of a Pharaoh king in Egypt that believed in false gods and was abusing God's people. The time came, the set time, the feast time of the Passover. God told his people, take an unblemished lamb, kill it, roast it, take the blood, put it on the lintel and on the doorpost. And I'm sending my death angel for judgment upon the land. And when my death angel sees the blood, he will pass over you. And they did this, and it came to pass that a cry was heard in Egypt as the firstborn son in Egypt was killed, where they had not applied the blood of the lamb. Apply the blood of the lamb to your life. Eat of him. He is the unleavened bread without sin. And his blood was shed for the sins of the world. Drink it. This is where you will have life to endure what is coming. Unprecedented days. Unprecedented times. And though Satan chases after you as Pharaoh did in ancient times, God will part the sea. He will be seen in a glory cloud. He will be seen in a fire by night. And he will cause the raven to feed thee. He will cause the food to come from heaven. Whatever he needs to do. And water from the flint of the rock. God's the same. He hasn't changed. He's a glorious God. A high God. But this is the time. The set time. The delivering time. And the time of judgment. Oh, hear the call of the Lord. Sons and daughters. Shall come to pass in the last days, says God. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out of those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. As this glory of the Lord is revealed, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 2, it will come upon the mountains and the hills and the trees. And those that are wicked, the rich men that hate God, that murder, that have done great conspiracy against the Lord God and his people, will hide in the rocks and the clefts, in the hills and the caves, from the face of him that rules on the throne and the Lamb. For the time of his judgment is come. But whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.